Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام وقيل له صف لنا العاقل فقال عليه السلام هو الذي يضع الشيء مواضعه فقيل فصف لنا الجاهل فقال قد فعلت.
It was said to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, describe the wise to us. And he said, the wise is one who places things in their proper positions. Then he was asked, describe the ignorant to us. And he said, I have already done so.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, this disciple and first disciple of the Holy Prophet, and of course this divinely appointed Imam, we find that one of the things which is very clear and is very noticeable in this persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the fact that he does not have companionship or friendship with people that are fools, with people that are ignorant, with people, you know, that are of very low or despicable character or despicable qualities, right? Whenever we hear about the companions
And really, when we're talking about friends, we're not talking about acquaintances. There's a difference between an acquaintance, somebody you know, somebody who you say, you know, hello to every now and then, and a person who's your friend. A person who's your friend is more like a person who's your companion. And so amongst the close companions of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, we do not find people that are ignorant or people that are low lives, you know, or people that are foolish or they are, you know, ignorant, right? When we think about the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, very esteemed and honorable people come to our mind, whether it is Malik al-Ashtar or it is Ammar ibn Yasir, or Maitham al-Tammar, Salman al-Farsi, Miqdad. These are all individuals that are very honorable. They are very noble individuals. And it is these individuals whom we know to be the companions of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, this is very important for our daily lives. How? Well, we must be very careful who our friends are. We should make good people, noble people, our friends. Of course, an acquaintance, somebody who you say hello to every now and then, it might not hurt to, you know, for that person, you know, to be ignorant or foolish or, you know, somebody who's not at a intellectual level, that's fine, you know, but you don't want to make that kind of an individual your friend or your companion. Now, if somebody has despicable moral qualities, low moral and ethical qualities, again, that's not an individual that, you know, you want to, you know, make your companion or your friend. Of course, if you want to give them advice as an acquaintance, you know, that's good and fine. But be very careful that that acquaintance does not become a friend, that friend does not become a companion, because those low ethical qualities, those negative moral aspects of that individual will eventually rub off on you. And so it's interesting, we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, he says that the one who does not refrain from the friendship of a fool will soon adopt their character. And so again, we find in the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that he had honorable friends, honorable companions, good companions, virtuous companions. And likewise, we too must endeavor and try hard to have honorable companions and good friends, because it is your friends and your companions, you know, who one way or the other will have an impact and will have an effect on your own persona. And vice versa, your persona will have an effect on their persona, right? And so again, we must be very careful with who our companions and our friends are. God forbid that we make companionship and friendship with individuals who, make us go down a path towards spiritual and ethical and moral degradation and corruption. May God forbid that kind of a situation. So make sure that your companions and your friends are good people. A beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلى القاصدين إليك واضحا.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits a supplication to thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seek redress from thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. Now, when we look at this, you know, the perspective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, that the Anbiya and Mursaleen were sent so that the human society may maintain justice in their societies. From the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen, if you ask him, what is the purpose of a government? You know, people in many, many parts of the world work so hard to get a ticket in the election for what? So that they have a good life then, with all the privileges of becoming a member of the government. Amir al-Mu'mineen has a very different perspective. He says government is not an end by itself. It is a means to implement justice in the society. And his perspective about justice and the role of government in implementing justice in society is based on the ayat from Surah Nisa, ayat number 58, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا Allah orders you to convey the trust to their owners, amanat. When an amanat is given to you, a trust, you have to make sure you convey it to the owners when the time comes. وَإِذَا حَكَمْتُمْ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ أَن تَحْكُمُوا بِالْعَدْلِ And when you rule among the people, your rule or your judgment should be based on adl and justice. According to the Mufassireen, if you look at this whole ayat together, because many times people take half of the sentence, and they say Allah is talking about being careful of amanat that people leave with us, which is true. But this ayat immediately says, and when you rule among the people, or when you judge among the people, you should rule and judge on the basis of justice. Here Allah is not talking about the amanat that I give to you or you give to me. It means that whoever in the seat of ruling in the seat of power, they have an amanat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their hand has an amanat from Allah that they have to, you know, take that amanat known as adl and justice and convey it to the people. So from that perspective, if a ruler is not able to, you know, convey that amanat of justice to the people, he is not, you know, worthy of being called a ruler. Doesn't deserve that position. And that is the perspective of Amir al-Mu'mineen about government, this whole issue of Khilafat. Why he was hesitant, even 25 years after the wafat of the Prophet, when people came to him, it was the issue of justice. He was saying that, you know, you people have become so much used to corruption between the wafat of Rasulullah and today, that if I come in, I'm not going to tolerate that. I'm going to reform. I'm going to bring back the system of Rasulullah, and you might not be able to bear it. Because the mandate that Amir al-Mu'mineen had for himself in his administration was to implement justice to the fullest extent possible.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.